Hello, this is Joey from Two Blokes from Blighty, and before we get into the episode, we're going to hear from your friend, my friend, Tim's friend, Josh Scar from Talking Smack.
Forget about it.
Take it away, Josh.
What's up, nerds? This is Josh from Talking Smack, where we talk superheroes, movies, animation, comics, and so much more. Every week, we break down the latest blockbuster movies, TV shows, revisit comic events. We even talk to comic creators like Kyle Higgins, Melissa Flores, and Matt Groom. And don't miss out on our Superhero Showdown episodes, where we debate your suggestions on who would win in a fight, or maybe they might become friends. So join in on the conversation with me, Josh, and my co-host Alex every Wednesday on your podcatcher of choice. Look for our yellow and red icon, and we'll see you soon, Smackheads.
Yeah, what we need is more animals interacting with man-made materials.
Yeah, what we need is more animals attempting to swallow man-made materials.
Let's quickly Google this before the nuke goes off.
Two things that would support that theory. One, you're Prime Minister. And two, we're deciding to control tax rates by nuking people.
Well, Slough, see this as a warning.
I think I hate this show, Tim.
Get a life before we Roger Klotz bang you with a trash can. It's nice that you've evolved to cooking with Mel Ray instead of hooking with Mel Ray. The kitchen is warmer than the corner. That's funny, we heard you were overpriced too. You can't pull an 8-hour shift in the old glory hole, swallow everything, lick the wall clean, and then eat another 17 inches of meat from us.
The bar is so low, you might not have even noticed it when you stepped over it on the way in. But there ain't no party like an S-Club party.
Because an S-Club party don't stop. It's our problem-free philosophy. It's Two Blokes from Blighty. Hello, this is Tim from Two Blokes from Blighty. I'm joined by my usual co-host, my brother, Joey Fitz. How are you doing?
I was really good. You told me you had a cracker for the opening.
Do you
lyrics.
Not like that?
It was okay.
It was like that going to be S Club.
But there ain't no party like an S Club party.
It's an S Club party, don't stop.
No, it don't. So I am Joey Fitzgerald. I am joined, as ever, by a literal rabbit in the headlights, Tim Fitzgerald. How you doing, Tim?
I'm preparing to be flat.
Good. We've got a fair amount to get through, so let's start with the pub quiz question, please.
Pub quiz question of the week.
Tim, so sorry, from peek behind the curtain. So Tim told me before this, he was listening to the episode and he thinks next season we'll rotate the bits so that we don't have quite so many jingles. And what he's just done there is invent a brand new fucking jingle to throw in.
That's not a jingle, that's a sound effect at best.
I think what we have there is a fucking jingle, Tim. So
your question for the week. What actor played the Ninth Doctor in Doctor Who?
I think I know this.
Do you want to go for it? I'll give you a thumbs up, thumbs down.
Matt Smith? David Tennant?
You only get one. We'll find out at the end of the episode.
I can't think of his name. The Scottish guy from The Thick of It.
Peter Capaldi.
Yeah, Peter Capaldi. I don't think it's him. I think he's a bit late. The only name that came to mind was Peter Serafinowicz, but I don't think he'd be a very good doctor.
He was Darth Maul.
Yeah. But he was also the guy in Shaun of the Dead that has one of my favourite lines, and it's 4 a.m. No, it's Saturday. No, it's not. It's fucking Sunday. And every other fucker in my fucking office is fucking ill. So no, I can't fucking forget about it.
Fuck class. Yeah.
Fuck yeah. What, oh, no, what no, no. It? So can you see why I'm so fucking angry? Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
But in the special... the special DVD section, they have a censored version where instead of saying the word fuck, they say funk.
Yeah, they overdubbed it with funk.
It's 4 a.m. No, they acted it with the word funk.
Oh, did they? I thought it was
it's
dubbed.
It's 4 a.m. It's Saturday. No, it's not. It's funking Sunday. And every other funker in my funking office is funking ill. So can you see why I'm so funking angry?
Funk, yeah.
Class. Very class. Good.
Hit me with the days of the week, Joey. What we got?
Well, Tim, can you tell me what day this comes out?
Oh, it's the one before Thursday. Wednesday?
Can I have a number between 1 and 4, Tim?
Let's go with 3.
3, okay, cool.
It is Wednesday, my dudes. It is Wednesday, my dudes.
Wonderful credit, I can say the box. What a ball!
He did it again!
Okay. What was that in the middle?
So all of these are taken from a single channel on YouTube who I will credit towards the end of the series because I can't remember what the channel's called. But they all, every single one of them is animated. And that was the Football Wednesday, my dude. And it was a commentary of someone scoring a goal.
Okay, fair enough.
So, Tim, we've got a couple of days for you here. There's one that I think I know you're going to choose. So I'll save that for the end, okay?
Rat Day.
So Wednesday, the 24th of January. Happy day before payday, if you're me.
Which most of you, statistically speaking, aren't.
Don't know. I think I make up a high proportion of our listeners.
I make up 78% of the UK population.
I do. So there's Library Shelfie Day.
Okay, what's the shelfie?
You take a picture of your shelf of books at home.
Okay.
It's shit. National Peanut Butter Day?
Nope.
National Compliment Day?
Big fan of that. I think that there should be a lot more positive reinforcement in the world.
Ooh, so I thought you would not react as well to that. But this is Beer Can Appreciation Day.
What about the beer can are we appreciating?
Just beer in a can.
I love when animals get their heads stuck in them.
Well, we know my feelings on tortoises and turtles and straws. So
yeah. What we need is more animals interacting with man-made materials.
Yeah, what we need is more animals attempting to swallow man-made materials. Those are your four, Tim.
I'm going to go compliment day.
Oh, that's very unexpected of you.
Yeah, and the audience, it's going to be obvious. Pay someone a compliment today. Tim, make someone stay with a compliment.
I'm trying to think of, like, do you know what I really love is a backhanded compliment?
Oh, me too.
Everyone says you're an asshole, but you're not that bad.
I really like you finally decided to wear a nice shirt. Not only are you getting compliment on the shirt, they're telling you your fashion sense is awful.
So I was working, obviously, as I do, the other day, and I went into a meeting, and I was wearing a button-up, like a lumberjack shirt, just a
like check a flannel
shirt. Yeah, flannel shirt. Thank you. That was the right way of putting it. And everyone was like, oh, Joey, you're smart today. And I thought, have I lowered the bar that much that all I need to do is not wear a hoodie? And people will go, oh, Joey's got an interview.
Oh, he said something going on. Did you have an interview or not?
No, I didn't.
Ah, fair enough.
No.
Button-up shirt.
Just wanted to wear a button-up shirt, but apparently that's smart enough for me to be complimented on being smart.
The barrier for entry.
The bar is so low. You might not have even noticed it when you stepped over it on the way in. Tim.
Hello.
I want to do hypotheticals.
Straight away?
Straight away. And I'm really excited for hypotheticals.
Oh, you were telling me about it this week.
I've done the jingle, Tim.
It's finally happened. There's only two more episodes left in the season, but it's happened.
This took me a long time. It's going to roll over to next season. I apologize in advance because it's quite long. here you go. Time for a hypothetical. Stupid question. Tim needs to answer. Hypothetical. How would you survive a natural disaster? Hypothetical. Did you get the dog with size 10s? Hypothetical. What's the best way to drive pain around the bend? Right, Tim, I have a hypothetical for you. You have to have sex with two people with a combined age of 30. What ages are you choosing and why?
No, I don't want to answer this.
What do you mean you don't want to answer it?
I'm sick of hypotheticals.
Yeah, I know you don't want to answer. That's what makes it funny. Hypothetical. Choose a surname that isn't Fitz. Hypothetical. What if a man came and fondled your tits? Hypothetical. How would you go about robbing a bank? Hypothetical. How long could you go without having a wank? Right, Tim, your hypothetical this week is if you had to nuke one city in the UK, wipe it off the face of the planet forever, who would it be? Where would it be? Why would you do it to those poor innocent people?
No, I don't want to answer this. I'm sick of hypotheticals.
No, but you have to answer. It's a hypothetical.
I'm not going to answer that. That's a mad question.
No one's going to think that you're actually going to blow somewhere up.
I'm not going to answer that. That's an insane question.
Don't want to answer any hypotheticals. I am sick of hypotheticals.
2 minute jingle, that pads the runtime. Hypotheticals.
I'm not going to answer that.
That's a lot of build up for that section. For what it's worth, audience, Joey sent me a message on Tuesday, saying, hey, can you send me some voice clips of you saying, no, I don't want to answer that? And I knew what he was doing, but I didn't think it'd be to that extent. So well played.
Was it worth the wait?
I think so. I think yeah. so.
Think we can play a 2 minute jingle every single week?
No.
So we're never going to play it again.
No. I'd like to play it again, but maybe like down.
You've made your feelings very clear. I'll just delete it from the soundboard and from everything and cry a little bit later. The reason that it was Tuesday is because Jenny was in the office and I didn't want to. I didn't want her to know that I'd spent my lunch break recording a song for this podcast. So yeah, that happened. Tim, your hypothetical was actually mentioned in the song. You have to nuke a city in the UK.
Hull.
I knew you were going to fucking say Hull. Hull is off limits because it's already been nuked.
Has it? Oh, yeah, you'd think so looking at it.
Exactly. I'm glad you got that. I want you to act this out. So you're in Prime Minister's. You are Prime Minister at Wembenbo and everything. Okay.
That's how the news reports me too.
Yes. Okay. And I'll be your
advisor.
I was going to say secretary, but I don't think they're the ones that assist in the nuke-making decision. So,
you have an appointment at 10 and a nuking at 12.
So have you done your nuking today? It's well overdue.
I have been practicing how quickly I can type the word slough.
Okay, cool. So I'll be your advisor, okay?
Yep.
Hi, President, Prime Minister Wembenbo and everything. How are you today?
Thank you for addressing me by my full title. I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very good. The billboards are looking a bit dusty, so I've asked for every at Wembenbo and everything billboard to be cleaned across the country. It seems like a better use of taxpayer money than the Tories are currently using.
As long as you're using Karchers, yes.
Yes, yeah, that's it. So, there's too many people in the UK.
Yep.
It's costing too much. Everything is.
Mm-hmm.
And my team of lesser advisors, as I am the head advisor, has advised me that we can increase taxes and taxpayer rates for everyone if we nuke a city in the UK. How do you feel about that, sir?
Well, I don't think we should be taxing the lower class more.
I'm going to cut in here, sir. You don't have a choice.
Okay, right. So I'm just told to nuke a city.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So
I'm less of an advisor and more of a teller.
Where is shit in the UK?
Let's swap that question around. Where isn't?
Yeah, true. I would nuke... How precise are these nukes? Can we do like towns instead of cities? Or
no, it needs to be a city. Otherwise, we don't knock that population down low enough.
Okay.
I am going to have to pressure you for an answer, sir. The nuke is ready to go.
Do you know what? I'm going to go with Slough or Essex.
Slough and Essex aren't cities, are they?
Slough's a city, isn't it?
I don't think so.
I should know. I'm Prime Minister. Let's quickly Google this before the nuke goes off.
It's a town, unfortunately, sir.
Shit. What's the nearest town or city?
Oh, I don't fucking know. Reading?
Okay, off you go, Reading. Bye.
Any other reason? Just that it's near Slough?
Yeah, you have the unfortunate fate of being next to Slough.
Oh, so. It's also quite close to London.
A lot of that could probably do with going as well, to be honest.
The only problem is, if you take out Slough, you will also take out Legoland Windsor.
We can move it.
Before the nuke goes off, which is now.
Yeah, I mean, it's Lego. We will just knock it down and rebuild it.
Okay. Wonderful choice, sir. If you look out the window, you will be able to see the body parts of people from Reading flying
Fantastic.
Towards you.
I love seeing the efforts of my work.
Very good. That was
How
your
are we seeing this from 10 Downing Street? It's in like an alleyway.
No, it's a morbid future where actually 10 Downing Street is on a platform.
Oh, okay.
30 miles above the.
We're in a dystopian nightmare.
I mean, two things that would support that theory. One, you're Prime Minister. And two, we're deciding to control tax rates by nuking people.
Okay. You will pay your taxes.
Well, there's no evidence to say the people of Reading didn't pay their taxes.
No, but, you know, Slough, proximity, sorry. I don't make the rules.
I wonder, if you nuked Reading, would it actually take out Slough?
I think it would take out a lot of areas. You're going on like a nuke calculator.
I don't think it would.
Surely.
No, I don't think it would.
I'm going to drop a fat man.
Okay.
Which is 20 kilotons, so it's not the biggest nuke.
Well, but the UK is struggling a little bit with its cash flow, hence blowing up Reading.
Well, that's it. Where is Slough?
No, it doesn't get close to Slough.
Where is Slough? How are you avoiding me, Slough?
Slough is north, northeast of Reading.
All right, we're going to go with the W87.
The biggest one that there is.
Still nowhere near.
I'm afraid Slough has beaten you, Tim.
Well, Slough, see this as a warning.
You have been bested by Slough, unfortunately, sir. But you did complete what we needed in lowering taxes.
Just so welcome, everyone.
Mainly for the people of Slough.
And Reading, they don't have to pay them anymore.
It is hard to pay them when you've been vaporized.
I was reading a thing the other day, actually, about what would happen in the event of like a nuclear war in the States. If like society were to basically just collapse as we know it. And apparently there is a clause or like a plan in place where in the event of a nuclear war, what would be an emergency IRS, as it were, would be established within 72 hours.
They have a plan in place in how to tax people once a nuclear war breaks out.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. The idea is that it's like, if you continue to tax people for food and rations, you'll eventually be able to build up like a society again, because they'll be able to divvy out things like pay and wages.
How morbidly shit is society that the first thing, within 3 days of nuclear war, we go, how are we going to squeeze money out of these people?
How are we going to wring out the povos?
Yeah, because surely some of them survived. Okay, Tim, moving on from that. I watched two films this week.
You did?
One of which I mistakenly thought we were meant to watch for this podcast. The other one we were actually meant to watch for this podcast.
Yeah, I watched it yesterday.
Did you? Me too. So we are going to be talking about Napoleon Dynamite.
Yep.
I'd also recommend Whiplash for my mistake to be yours as well.
It's a great movie.
It's a great movie with some really good intensity to it. I would recommend as well Drumeo, a YouTube channel, does loads of stuff about Whiplash, and it was really interesting from professional drummers.
There's a really cool scene that I like the dialogue on, where J.K. Simmons is basically screaming at a room of people, and he says, "You guys need to keep up and change whatever you're doing before I stop being so fucking polite." And like, someone comes in the room and he goes, "Get out of the room before I smack your face off," or something like that.
I like the bit at the end of that film, and spoilers for Whiplash, where he's playing the song Caravan, and J.K. Simmons comes up to him. on stage and says, "I will gouge out your motherfucking eyes."
J.K. Simmons is incredible in that movie.
He is. He's very good. Do you know, it was meant to be a short film.
I can believe that.
It was meant to be a short film that they got paid $173 each for.
Wow.
And they just enjoyed it so much that they made it into a full film. But J.K. Simmons is good for the role because he went to music school and he wanted to be a conductor.
Did he really?
He did, yeah. Oh. But this isn't about Whiplash. Tim, what does this episode contain spoilers for?
Napoleon Dynamite.
Did you love it?
I always love this movie. I said it last week. It's like one of my favorite dry comedy movies because if you look at the plot, nothing really happens.
I was going to say, please tell me the plot, but like you say, nothing happens.
It's a really tiny town in Idaho.
Is that where it's based?
Yeah. And it's centered. The plot is centered around Napoleon Dynamite, the titular character, and he's a bit of he's socially inept. I think is the fairest way of putting it.
A very generous way of putting it as well.
Yeah, like he's a liar and he's very awkward and doesn't really know how to talk to people. But everyone in the town is also kind of just as awkward with each other.
Yeah, everyone in the town's a bit of a caricature of a single personality type.
Yeah. The plot centers around Napoleon making a new friend in the form of a transfer student, Pedro.
Mm-hmm.
And he ends up making another friend called Deb. Napoleon's grandma gets injured in a dirt biking accident.
Can we just say Napoleon's grandma played by Max Mom. Which I had no idea.
Yeah.
Until this watch.
It's really weird to see her talk.
Really weird. Yeah. Although she doesn't look any younger in this film than she does in It's Always Sunny.
I think this film came out in what, mid-90s?
Can't remember.
But either way, Napoleon's grandma...
If only we had a search engine.
Napoleon's grandma gets injured in a dirt biking accident, so Napoleon's uncle Rico, who's very much stuck living in the past, comes to sit and watch Napoleon and his brother Kip.
2004.
2004, okay.
Can I just say that Kip is my favourite character?
He is so fucking funny.
When he goes, they're at home and Napoleon sees the potato chips and he's like, "Sit at home and eat potato chips all day, Kip?" And he just pokes out from behind the computer and goes, "You're just jealous that I've been at home all day chatting online to hot babes." So funny.
It's the thing where he sat down at the table, like, eating, like, a ton of chips and cheese and that. And he's like, "You know, I'm training to be a cage fighter."
So funny. It's just Napoleon
10 out of 10. Gets an unexpected slap on him and he's like, "Oh, jeez."
Yeah. It doesn't have, like, one main plot point. It's just a series of really small, fairly mundane things that happen.
Yeah.
So the uncle becomes a Tupperware salesman.
Yeah.
Kip's girlfriend comes in from out of town.
La Fonda. She comes in from Detroit.
Raises money to go to college. Pedro shaves his head, which is one of my favorite bits, where he's just like, "I thought I was too, it was my hair, and I got in the bath, but I was still too hot.
Yeah.
I stood in front of a fan, but I was still too hot." And then
I had a glass of water.
And then it turns out that he just shaved his head.
Yeah, that's it.
It's just amazing.
There's a bit that made me laugh out loud watching it. And it gets me every time. Deb is the first time we see Deb, and she's there trying to sell bracelets and whatever to Napoleon, who's answered the door. And she just goes, "Oh, I'm trying to save money to go to college." And you just hear Kip in the background go, Your mom goes to college.
We used to quote that in uni all the time. Whenever anyone said anything about college, "Your mom goes to college."
What's the other one? So you know when Kip is working as the Tupperware salesman with Uncle Rico, and he's like doing house calls? You know the bit where he puts the Tupperware behind the wheel of the car?
Yeah.
And runs over it. And Rico's just spent the previous scene demonstrating how strong this Tupperware is in like the least convincing way. He tries to have a guy rip Tupperware in half and then pulls out like a model sailing boat. And the wife's like, "I want that sailing boat."
It's so weird.
Kip puts this this Tupperware behind the wheel of Uncle Rico's van and reverse over it and explodes because, of course, it would. It's fucking Tupperware. And he just goes, dang it, and drives away.
I just love it. I just love the whole thing.
It's so dry.
I think that the only thing going against it is the thing that stands out for most people is the dance sequence.
All improv as well.
It's funny, right? The dance sequence is funny, but it's by no means the funniest part of that film.
No, there's so many good little like moments. Like where he's sat, like he goes to get a job and he ends up working on the chicken farm. And he's putting these chickens away like over the course of about 6 hours. And he's paid in a crap-looking sandwich and an egg yolk drink and $6 in change. It's $1 an hour.
My favorite bit might be when, apart from your mum goes to college and chatting to hot babes online all day, might be when Kip and Napoleon go to what's his name, Rex Kwando.
Oh, yeah, Rex, who runs like a really crap kung fu dojo.
Yeah, it's so good.
Trying to kick me, and he's just like doing the slowest kicks.
And he jumps over and he goes, not bad, and then he just slaps Kip.
Oh. What a movie. What would you rate it?
10 out of 10.
It's got like a 9 out of 10 for me.
10 out of 10. I think it's one of my favourites.
It's so good. Like, it's one of my favourite comedies ever that I've seen. Yeah. I love this movie so much.
Recommend it thoroughly.
Wholeheartedly recommend. What are we watching next week, Joey?
Do you want a good film or a bad film?
Dealer's choice.
I want us to watch Birdman.
Okay.
Have you seen it before?
I have.
Cool.
It's good. It's almost, because we talked about it when we briefly mentioned Whiplash last week.
Right, it came out as a double bill, a bit like Barbenheimer.
Yeah.
They came out, I think, on the same day.
But it's another film that's around a bit of a psychotic performing type, but there's a lot of heavy emphasis on the percussion elements of the soundtrack in Birdman. And it's guys to look like all one shot, a bit like old Hitchcock movies.
Let's not say that it isn't, because it's all one shot.
Yeah. Wink.
Fooled me.
Yeah.
Tim.
Yeah.
I am Keanu Reeves.
Hello.
I am Keanu Reeves. Canada's greatest stuntman. Riding a motorcycle is like being a puppy, isn't it?
Impressive cock.
Impressive cock, Tim.
Impressive cock.
Whose breath is Keanu Reeves taking away this week?
I'm going to say he's taking John Heder's breath away.
Okay.
He is Napoleon Dynamite. I'm looking at his IMDb. He's still doing a lot of stuff.
Is he?
Yeah. Like he's...
Is this your way of telling me that I moved on too quickly from Napoleon Dynamite?
No, not at all, not at all. Wait, he's in... Hold on, is he doing some video games? Oh, okay, he was in some video games and a bunch of TV shows. One called Swedish Dicks.
Do you know, that is so weird. Swedish Dicks is so unknown, but it's the second place I've heard it mentioned this week.
Really?
One of them is in my most boring form. I like to listen to football finance podcasts. And they were talking about Swedish Dicks on that.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, there you are. What about you, Joey? Who's Keanu Reeves' breath is he taking away?
I think Keanu Reeves is taking away Will.i.am's breath.
Will.i.am?
Yeah, Will.i.am.
Is that so he can't do his new podcast?
Yeah, his piece of shit AI podcast.
So for the audience, in
which
case
I've never heard of until now, but I can't imagine it's anything other than vile and shit.
Will.i.am is hosting a new podcast with an AI as a co-host called QDPI or QDPI, where he just talks shit and that's it. Talks shit and an AI talks back.
Cool.
Cool. On the topic of AI, I wondered if you saw this this week. Do you know George Carlin?
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, for those who don't know, a very, very funny comedian. Has been dead for a very long time now, but very, very funny dude.
That's not why he's funny, but yeah.
Well, yeah. There's a YouTube channel called Dudesy, that's it.
Okay.
Has come out with a comedy special entirely generated with AI, deep faking George Carlin, and it's an hour long using material that, to be fair, does sound like something he would write. But the comedy special has a title which was also AI generated called "I'm Glad I'm Dead," and Carlin's daughter and the Carlin estate have spoken out about this, being like, "Why the fuck are you deep faking my dead dad?"
Okay. Have you seen any of it?
I haven't seen any of it yet. I wondered if you'd heard about this prior to today.
No, but I'm going to check it out.
It seems like a really interesting experiment into what AI can do.
Although, if you search "I'm Glad I'm Dead" on Google, like I just have, you get quite a lot of suicide hotlines. So don't do that. Search the Dudesy YouTube channel instead.
Yeah, if you want to see it. If you don't want to, I'd understand. I think it's a little bit unusual to want to watch a deep fake of a dead guy.
Yeah, I mean, the version I've found isn't deep faked. It's just his voice.
Yeah.
Over a bunch of pictures.
Hmm. But it's interesting. I'd be interested to check it out at the very least, just to see where it's going.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I also wanted to talk about, on the topic of weird tech news, some of the stuff that happened at CES this week. If you know CES.
What's CES?
The Central Electronics Show.
Okay.
Essentially, it's just a bit like I don't know, just a place for. It's a place for a bunch of tech companies to show off what they're doing that's a little bit weird and wild. And there has been some very, very unusual tech shown off this year. There was one, for example, I'm just trying to find it now. Is this 2013? Hang on, let me find the article that I was reading. Yeah, here we go. So, Samsung are coming out with a product called Bally. It's a ball-shaped robot that A, acts as a Roomba, and B, has a projector built in, so you can watch movies. And Samsung specifically made a point in their promo to show that you can project something onto your floor to entertain your dog while you're away.
Why?
I don't know. There's also been a cat flap shown off, an AI-powered cat flap. The idea being that it will look and see if your cat is carrying something dead in its mouth and will not open unless the cat drops it.
In a time in the world where people are struggling financially, we have someone... I was going to say something then. We have people funding AI cat flaps that tell you if your cat is carrying something dead.
We have this thing called Axe Visio, which is a set of binoculars, smart binoculars. The idea is that it has AI built into it, and if you're looking at a bird or a bug or an animal or something, it will essentially bring up, like a mixed reality thing while you're looking through the binoculars, what that animal is.
I think I hate this show, Tim. Not this one, CES.
It's on every year. What else do they have? Oh, there was one that was like a piano for dogs. You don't sound particularly impressed.
I'm not particularly impressed.
No?
No, I quite like AI shit. I quite like stupid bits and bobs. But there are people who will have dedicated months to this, to a piano for dogs. And I think they might have got more value by jumping out of a window.
Oh, Razer showed off a haptic pillow.
Yeah, I hate it.
What else? Samsung showed off this thing called The Wall. It's a 175-inch screen, 4K. I think they said 3,000 hertz response rate.
Do you know, I'm okay with that. That's just a big TV.
That's a massive TV. What else? There's been smart rings announced seemingly all this week. Like Samsung just announced one yesterday.
smart ring, as in a ring that you wear that will do things like NFC?
I'm assuming that it's like NFC, maybe it'll like read your blood pressure and heart rate.
Okay.
Kind of useful, I could see that.
Can I tell you something that we haven't got down to talk about? This week, Jenny's phone broke.
No.
The screen broke. It's started to go black in the corner, on the one side, sorry, so you can't see the battery level and things like that. She's had the phone. It was the phone that you gave her when you lived in your old flat in Bristol.
Oh, God, the iPhone.
So she's had it a long time.
Yeah.
So we thought, okay, we'll get her a new one. And she found one that she liked, an Android phone. Cheap and cheerful. Bought it from Argos. Got the phone out of the box. It was released in 2023.
Okay, so only last year.
And it was midway through last year. Didn't have contactless.
Wow.
Yeah. And we really needed the contactless. It was one of the reasons that she needs a phone quite desperately.
Well, I don't go anywhere without... Well, I don't take my wallet anywhere these days.
There was a point where I didn't own bank cards.
Yeah, because why would you? It's on your phone now.
Exactly. But not this phone.
Not that one.
In what world does a phone release in 2023 not have contactless? I don't understand.
I am not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tim, I want to talk about your night out.
Yes, okay. Go for it.
So I don't care about your night out.
Okay.
I've put it in the running order. I know you said we wouldn't talk about the running order, but I've put it in the discussion points because of a text I sent you.
Because of a text you sent me?
Do you remember me sending you a text?
No.
So I was talking to the lovely Dan from Casting Views. And we were talking and you came up and he said something about you and football. And I said, Tim has no idea about football. Tim's football knowledge is shit.
Hold on.
He said, it can't be that bad. And I said, hold on a second. And I text you, can you name me three current footballers in the Premier League without any help, please?
I was already several drinks deep at this point.
Can you read me your responses, please?
I've written, and then a new message. Eric Cantona.
Spelt how?
C-A-N-T-A-N-R. Cantona.
Retired in 1999.
Sven-Goran Eriksson.
75 years old.
And also a manager.
Yeah.
And Jack Grealish.
How did you spell Grealish?
G-R-E-L-I-S-H.
So you sent me Jack Grealish.
Jack Grealish.
So in those three names, not one of them did you spell correctly. And then I replied, well done. And you said, is that right? And when I said, yep. To humor you put sick. You then tried to call me and says, Soz didn't mean to call, I'm a bit pissed. And I said, don't worry about it, just get home safe. To which you sent me a picture of a train seat and said, train gang.
I'm a fun drunk texter, I like to think.
Yeah, well, that was very fun. I was also thinking about the time that you jumped onto Discord after having a bit to drink and said, I am a host of a podcast and I have had quite a lot to drink. Ask me anything. I don't have the questions that you were asked or the responses. What I do remember is they were very funny.
They were, if I recall, a lot of them were incoherent.
Yes. So next time you go out for a work night out or have a lot to drink, please just take control of our Twitter.
Yeah.
Please.
All right, that's an open invitation.
Begging you.
I'm a fun drunk texter. I mean very well.
I agree. Let's talk about some jokes.
Okay.
Here's one of those jingles that you hate.
That's pretty funny, to be fair. That joke was weak. I misread that. That's the joke of the week.
Welcome to the joke of the week, where Tim and I tell each other jokes. We try not to laugh at each other's jokes, but when one of us does laugh, That's it. That's the joke over. And that joke that made the other person laugh is the joke of the week.
Yep.
Tim, how many have you got with you?
8.
I also have 8.
Okay. Do you want to go? I know I'm going to go first. You go first, please.
Okay. Tim, are you from Mississippi? Because you're the only Mrs. Piss-Eyed Sippy.
That nearly got me. That nearly got me immediately. Jesus okay. Christ.
Okay.
Do you know what's a better invention than the first telephone?
The second one.
Second telephone.
Predictable. Tim?
Yep.
Are you...
It's the joke of the week, everyone.
Are you from Massachusetts? Because I want you to Massachusetts shit on my chest.
That one's not as good.
Because I want you Massachusetts shit on my chest. Yeah, okay.
All right. I told my wife that she... No, wait, hang on, let me start that over. When my wife said that she was leaving because of my obsession with the soundtrack to Shrek, I thought she was joking, and then I saw her face.
No, not got me on that one. Tim, are you from California?
It's just all your jokes.
No, because I want a California Kate with you.
Pretty good. I think the first one was the best.
I know, I should have done them the opposite way around, yeah. Right?
I'm addicted to brake fluid, but I can stop whenever I want.
Very good.
Yeah.
I searched Amazon for a lighter, but all I could find was 6,000 matches.
I see it.
Took you way too long.
That took me a minute. What's the difference between a golfer and a skydiver?
Go on.
A golfer goes, whack, damn. And a skydiver goes, damn, whack.
Good.
Okay.
I can't have that as the joke of the week because I'm going to bleep it. Well, you're getting it bleeped twice, people.
That's pretty funny, to be fair. That joke was weak. I misread that as that's the joke of the week.
So the joke of the week is my worst nightmare because I just need to beep the whole thing. What's the difference between
brilliant? Should we get on the train?
Have you got your ticket?
Oh, sure do.
Tickets, please.
Such a grim jingle.
So when I sent Dan, the lovely Dan from Casting Views.
Hi, lovely Dan.
When I sent him the hypothetical one to just give me some critique on, he said, it's a lot cheerier than your other jingles. I think he might have had this one in mind.
Instead of me listing off the places, I'd like you to pick a number between 1 and 3.
God, 2.
2, okay. You're off to New Jersey.
Hooray.
So the reason I haven't gone for one city-specific thing is because I found such a hodgepodge of stuff that I need you to see some of this. So if you would not mind going on to the travel agent page, I don't normally have you do this.
Okay. Can you explain to people what the travel agent page is? Because they will have a new idea.
So it's just a page I've got in Notion that Joey has access to.
But I'm not allowed to look at.
Normally.
Normally.
So we're off to New Jersey. Hold on.
Number one was Snyder, Texas. Number two was Moab, Utah.
All right, I just want you to go to New Jersey.
Great. Let's go to New Jersey.
Corkers this week. So, if you take a look at your hotel for me,
okay. The Sunset Inn.
Sunset Inn. This is in Atlantic City. The rest of the stuff is in Hamilton. Okay. So, if you could just do me a favor and read the little section about the Sunset Inn across those two pictures.
Sometimes it's just impossible to say something positive about a hotel. Is the Sunset Inn the worst hotel in the US? Let alone Atlantic City. It just could be.
Okay.
Okay.
So there are some quotes there. My favorite one being, This is the worst place I have ever stayed at. No towels, no phone, cold shower, windows wouldn't lock, stained sheet, blood-stained carpet, and I got double charged. Not to mention the creepy hole in the ceiling in the closet that could fit a person through.
Oh, that's not nice.
That's very unsettling.
The other one is puts the Bates Motel to shame.
No, I don't get that one.
Bates Motel is the motel in Psycho.
Okay. That's okay. I thought it might be the one from The Shining. So the next one I've got for you there is your food, and we're off to Hamilton for this. I need you to look up Gaetano's cheesesteaks in Hamilton for me.
On what website? On TripAdvisor?
Oh, no, Google Maps.
Okay.
Now, the reason I want you to look at this is purely for the reviews, because the owner is a very angry man. So if you just do a quick thing first and just scroll through the photos.
Okay.
Nothing in particular. It just looks like, if I'm honest, fairly average food.
Yeah, okay.
Like, well, nothing particularly special.
Quite long subs.
Yeah.
Some chips.
The guy comparing it to the length of his arm. But let's take a look at some of the reviews, shall we? So the thing that brought this to my attention was the fact that there's any time there's any sort of negative sentiment, the owner responds in the most aggressive way possible.
Okay.
So have a look at the review from Doug Mayo to start.
Okay. Do you want me to read it?
Do you know what?
It's not very long.
No, I'll read Doug. You read the response.
Can we do it the other way around?
If you want, yeah, sure.
Okay.
You're Doug Mayo.
So I'm Doug Mayo. You're Gaetano, I imagine.
Yeah.
If it's not enough that the food is horrible, the owner is an even worse person. You can tell he really hates himself and his life, and it comes across in the food. 0 stars for you, sir.
And Gaetano responds with, "That's funny, Douglas. Doug Funny, did you take that from Patty's last name when you got married, or do you just love mayo too much?" Mayo being in inverted commas. We heard that you penchant for creamy white stuff. Oh, and the picture you posted isn't even our food. Something from Honker Burner down in Bluffington. Get a life before we Roger Klotz bang you with a trash can. What?
Can I just say that I really quite like Gaetano.
He is mad. I love him. So there is so many good reviews. There was one from a guy called Mario that I need to find. Here we go. Look at the one with cooking with Mel Ray. Do you want to be Mel Ray or do you want to be Gaetano?
I'll be Mel Ray, okay.
Okay.
The worst. I'm from Jersey and this is not a Jersey cheesesteak. Not to mention overpriced for a, quote marks, mini. Oh. And the service sucked.
Gaetano responded with, "It's nice that you've evolved to cooking with Mel Ray instead of hooking with Mel Ray. The kitchen is warmer than the corner. That's funny, we heard you were overpriced too. You certainly would know about service that sucks, so we'll take your word for it."
I am so on board with Gaetano. I love him.
He is all over the place. Like, a little further down, there's one from Mario.
Yeah, I found that. So should I be Mario?
I
could do a whole episode of these reviews.
It's fantastic.
Okay, Mario. Food tasted okay, but I threw up about 30 minutes after eating. Not sure what it was, but the meat did taste a bit off. I wonder if it started to rot.
You threw up because of the high DNA count in your stomach. You can't pull an 8-hour shift in the old glory hole, swallow everything, lick the wall clean, and then eat another 17 inches of meat from us. Get a life, troll boy.
I love it.
What is... I kind of want to go. The food does not look the best, but I want to see this.
I fucking love... How did you find this?
I was looking around New Jersey and just found this.
Oh, I love it. I love it so much. Can everyone please search Gaetano? That's Gaetanos cheesesteaks. And just relish in how good the reviews are. He only responds to bad reviews.
I know. There's one more that I want to read, and I think it's particularly fucking funny. Don Dakota.
Went there and absolutely hated it. Seems like the people aren't happy to serve you there. Entirely too expensive for an average cheesesteak. I've had better cheesesteaks from delicatessens, Not to mention, the cook doesn't wear gloves. Vomit emoji, vomit emoji, vomit emoji, vomit emoji. Update. Kind of wish I could give half a star to this joint. As far as barnyard animals does your mum... Oh, as far as barnyard animals does your mum count? I really messed up on that drunk night with your mum, and then you were born. Kind of makes sense why you're half pig. What? Might need to go back to the barn because they let you out a little early.
So, Gaetano responds with, ha ha ha, oh Donald, calm down and keep your mask on. So I guess he's a bit of an anti-vaxxer or whatever.
I'm not surprised.
No. If it's just an average cheesesteak, how could you hate it so much? I'm sure you think you've had better intimate relations with barnyard animals versus a real woman too. I guess it's probably hard to tell the difference in your case. Your dad should have probably worn a love glove. Hey, Don Dakota. Great fake name, by the way. Decode this. And then he sends some binary. I'm sending you a screenshot of what that translates to.
He has written in binary, go fuck yourself. I think Gaetano might be my favourite human that's ever existed.
He's so funny.
I love it. I love it. I want to see if Gaetano's steaks is the same.
So from what I can tell, he actually owns a bunch of stuff over Jersey, but he only really responds to the negative reviews.
Oh no, the one on Gaetano's steaks, the normal ones, is just normal. Normal responses. You need to, if you want to see how funny the responses are, go to the cheesesteaks. Oh my god, I love it.
So funny.
To the point where I don't even care what else is on the travel agent thing. This is what I could do. I'm actually crying.
The last thing, if I'm honest, I always say that I want to put something nice on the trip. So I'm just sending you to a winery called Working Dog.
But my trip to Gaetano's is the nice thing.
It's so good.
I love it. Tim, this is the best trip I could have ever taken purely for this dodgy cheesesteak.
Oh, it's so good. I love a cheesesteak. I'm not sure if I would try this, but I definitely want to go there.
Sorry, this is a response to one. Someone who clearly isn't fake, because the Gaetano seems to think everyone is fake. Since you won't be back here, when you go to food establishments, please act like you've been to a restaurant and ordered before. Must have been a giant single earring weighing your shiny dome down, knocking your brain off balance. We were extremely busy and short-staffed, and your mental incompetence in ordering and paying for your food certainly was annoying, not only to us, but all of the people waiting. Now shut up and go back to smelling the exercise bikes at the gym, you butt pirate.
Oh my god, he's amazing.
He's my hero. He's my hero. I love it.
Oh, it's fucking great.
I'm going to be on this. I think we should end the record. I'm not being serious, but no. I would end the recording and just go through Gaetano's cheesesteaks. I would like... if you didn't tell me about what you thought about the regular sections and wanting them on rotation, I would have Gaetano's review of the week.
Oh, that's so good.
So good.
What's he been up to this week?
Wow. Yeah. No one knows.
All right. Well, that's the travel agent, everyone. What do you think of your trip to New Jersey?
I don't want to get back on the train, but here it is.
Tickets, please.
Go fuck yourself in binary code.
That's wow. Next level.
Wow, I am such a fan.
Oh, all right. What else? Do we need to talk about anything else?
No, I don't know how. Nothing. Well, the only thing I really want to talk about is the humbling sofa.
Oh my god. Fucking. So, for those who don't know, Payne and I are on a bit of a health kick. Start of the year. And it's not just a New Year's resolution thing. For me personally, I saw some photos of myself at the Christmas party and didn't like the fact I looked like one of the baubles. So I told myself I'm going to get into better shape this year.
Okay.
So I've been eating better, exercising better, portion control. I've been exercising. I've been doing... Have you tried Ring Fit, by the way, on the Switch?
No.
Oh, it knackers you out. It's exhausting. Okay. So I've been doing that. I've been doing really, really good.
Good for you.
Now, normally, what will happen if I'm on the particularly early shift, the one where I'm up at like 5:30 in the morning, is I'll go and get ready in the living room so I don't wake Payne up, because I don't want to wake her up at 5:30. That seems unnecessary. So I'm sat down on the sofa, and I hear a creak and notice that the sofa is slowly getting lower and lower to the floor. The fucking leg broke. On this weight loss journey, the leg of my sofa broke, and it was a metal leg.
So, oh, Tim, that's hard.
Just at 5:30 in the morning, I was like, oh, it's going to be one of these days, is it?
Oh, Tim, that's so hard. I'm sorry. But good for you for making a change.
It's needed. It's needed. For example, I'm not drinking in the week anymore. I have maybe a beer or two on the weekend.
You only drink on days that end in Y.
Yeah. basically, my plan is, at the moment, if I'm only drinking if I don't have any plans the next day, and plans can include work.
Okay.
I think that's a reasonable rule.
Yeah.
Like I say, it's just better portion control. That's a massive component of it.
Yeah, it's good. Good for you for making a change.
Yeah. Very excited. I'm feeling a little better about it, but there's a way to go.
Me too. Don't worry. Yeah. We're all in this together. Let's High School Musical this bitch.
Like the great Zac Efron said.
Like our Lord and Savior Zac Efron. High School Musical is another thing that's come up a few times this week, and I don't really know how. Huh. But did you know that High School Musical came out 18 years ago?
Oh, did it really?
2006.
Jesus Christ.
Well, that's depressing. I've talked about the time... The most depressing thing. So my age never bothers me, ever.
No.
I think old jokes are funny. Me and Jenny joke all the time that I'm an old man, et cetera, et cetera. When I get grey hairs, I think it's actually really funny. But when I found out that I'm older than the internet, that one hit home quite hard.
Shall we end this episode off on the pub quiz question and one last review from Gaetano?
Yes, please. Let's do the review and then we'll do the pub quiz.
All right. So Tash said, the way this place responds to low star reviews is appalling. After reading reviews, I will not even attempt to patronize or continue to recommend. I am sure they will give a nasty response. Sad.
They did that in the form of a review.
Yes.
Is she a fucking moron?
Well, it sounds like you're on Gaetano's side.
I think, no, I can tell you without even thinking I am on Gaetano's side.
So he responded with, if you never attempted to patronize, then how could you continue to recommend? Your logic is appalling and your attitude is nasty and sad. Now call your mother and apologize for embarrassing her.
What a legend.
What a G. All right, let's go to the pub quiz question of the week.
Ninth Doctor, was it... can't remember his name. Eccleston?
Ding, ding, ding. It is Christopher Eccleston, the man with the upside down ears.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Tim, looks like if he ran fast enough, he'd take flight.
Yeah. Like two Audi TTs stuck to his head. is there anything or anyone you'd like to shout out?
I was going to make this a thing where we just pick a random user on the Discord and shout them out for the week.
Okay, well, while you do that, I'd like to tell you all to listen to all of our favourites that we plug on this podcast. Just Football, Casting Views, Talking Smack, Chat Tsunami, Nerdstalgic, Between Two Pods, all of those good things.
I'm going to shout out Goose.
Right, Tim, anything you want to say to the listener?
Take that, you bastards.
Take that, you sexy bitches. We'll see you in a week's time.
Bye.
Bye.